I am Nora Connolly, and today I shall be reading Lockdown in Camden by Rosemary Clarkin. Rosemary was born in Belfast and moved to Leeds, West Yorkshire, with her family in 1971 to escape the Troubles. She lives in Lancashire and also has deep roots in London. We now join Patricia as she phones her mother. Hello, Mum.
Well, Patricia, how are you?
I'm fine. How's lockdown going?
Oh, great, great. I've been to the Vatican today. I was at Mass with the Holy Father.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday, a friend of mine got me onto the Zoom. I saw Mrs. Flynn's kitchen. She had it fitted before all this started. Last night, I was hanging out on Google with your brother and the children. God, Sean has got awful big.
Well, they do live in Australia, Mum, and you haven't seen them in years.
So, things are going great guns. I'm thinking of trying St. Patrick's in New York for the Easter services and maybe switch up with Lisna Kay for evening prayers.
That's quite a switch up, Mum.
You're a citizen of the world.
The Holy Father looked very tired, Patricia. I wonder if I sent him some treacle bread, if it might cheer him up.
He's from Argentina, Mum. I don't think they have treacle bread there. They have bread and maybe even have treacle, but I don't know if they combine the two.
Oh, well, maybe the Monsignor might have it, or the nuns.
You mean you've sent it? And did you go to the post office? That's not exactly an essential journey.
Not essential? He's God's representative on earth.
If you had been around in Jesus' time, you'd probably have knitted something for him, I'll bet.
Maybe he'd have appreciated a nice pair of socks in the winter. Mind you, I'm sure his mother was a great knitter and I could not compete with Our Lady.
True.
A gentleman from the luncheon club WhatsApped me the other day. We video chatted. I was scared to show my face. The hair's looking so bad. Anyway, he's going to WhatsApp me again tomorrow. Tom, he's called. His son's in finance, but he's furloughed or something.
Patricia?
Yes, Mum?
Just what exactly is furloughed? I didn't want to ask Tom.
It's like being on leave, Mum, until your work starts up again.
Oh, I thought it was a medical condition.
Glad I didn't ask.
Now, Patricia, if I go,
not that, Mum, please.
If I go, I don't want to be buried, just cremated, and I want my ashes to be scattered in Ireland. Don't tell the priest. I don't think it is allowed, but I won't see Ireland again. Scatter them by the brook past Temple. You know the place. Oh, and if anyone at the airport asks you what they are, say, potash for the roses.
Oh, Mum.
Never mind, oh, Mum. I've been listening to Leo Varadkar on RTE. He's going back to being a doctor now. Anyway, he says us oldies should exercise each day. So I've been doing mine with Mr. Motivator.
Oh, you do get into some strange positions, some I've never tried in years.
Oh, God, Mother, you don't want to end up with an injury.
No worries. He is very gentle and keeps things easy for us senior citizens. I'm not jumping about with the young ones, just a few stretches and chair work.
Oh, God. Patricia, could you get on that eBay and get me some sweaty Bettys? Sheila says they're best for Pilates. I'm trying that next week. But Sheila is 42, Mum. Are you sure you're up to Pilates? Do you even know what it is? Of course I do, Patricia. What do you take me for? It's a form of yoga, and Sheila tells me it's very good for my core. Well, Mum, I've been struggling a bit. I don't know how to work Zoom. All my yummy mummy friends have deserted me, and I don't even know what an app is. My manager tried to Skype me last week, and I nearly had a fit, looking at her grey roots and her dreadful pug. Oh, that's not an innuendo. She has an appalling-looking dog that hogs the screen. And David is WFH all bloody day, working from home. Endless conversations about spreadsheets and turnovers. Mum, I don't think I'm coping. Don't worry, love. I've got a lovely picture of a flower opening to music that Nusrat sent me. It has a happy message inside. Oh, and I'll email you a YouTube clip about positive reframing. Agnes from upstairs messaged it to me. Cheerio for now. Ooh, I think that's Tom on the other line.
This piece was recorded in 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.